Hello, my name is Alex, and you have reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you're having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Are you calling to find a testing site near you?
No.
Okay.
Is this a live person?
I am.
Oh, sorry. I wasn't sure if it was a recording. I'm calling to see in this phase, or at what point are y'all, is Alabama taking high-risk patients?
They've been taking high-risk.
They have?
Yeah.
Well, I haven't been able to
As long as you have proof that you are high-risk and fall in those categories.
Yeah, it seems like I'm being turned down because my age is 55, but I take autoimmune suppressant drugs for RA and lupus, and I had a mild heart attack in October, and I've had a pacemaker for 7 years. So I have a lot of medical issues, but no one ever asked me when I sign up. They never asked me for those. They just asked my age. And so when I took my mother to get her vaccination last Sunday, I asked them if I could be vaccinated. And once they found out my age, they wouldn't let me. And then they wouldn't, they had me fill out a form, but the form didn't have anything but my age. It didn't ask me what my high risk were. And they said they would call.
Okay, well, then you would just have to wait on them to contact you regarding that. I wouldn't have too much information on that.
Okay, so if there's a drive-through with no appointments, because I read on the Alabama 65 and older, it didn't say anything about high risk. It just said 65 and older, teachers, essential workers, food industry, all those, but it didn't mention that. So if I went through a drive-through and I had my information from my doctors, would they still give it to me?
It all depends on that drive-through. You would have to contact them to be sure for further information on that specific drive-through or that specific clinic or wherever you decide to go. You would need to contact them for additional information to make sure before you just show up.
So it said no appointment needed, but that's what I'm asking. I mean, it sounds like to me they're not taking essential. We're not on the list yet for people that are high risk.
Right, and I already said that it has to be under the conditions that they qualify for. So if one clinic decides that you don't qualify for those underlying health care conditions, then that's that clinic. There's not too much that we can do here at our line about that. So you would just have to continue looking until you find a place that are taking those.
Okay. Okay, that's not the question I asked at first. You said that they've always been taking essential.
We've been doing 75 and older because they are included in that group.
Gotcha. Okay. There's not a list for people that are medically high risk then. It's still age. Is that right? Is that
no? It goes by medical high risk. As I said, it all depends on where you actually go, if they think that you qualify regarding that.
Well, would it make a bigger difference? Because my doctor said the most important thing is that I'm taking immune suppressant drugs. But would it be more important if I took my Social Security disability with me and my medical retirement disability with me, those paperwork, or would it be? I mean, I didn't even think about that.
I mean, so you can take that information, but a handwritten letter from your medical provider would be more sufficient.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. Have a great day.